Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement because it's so exciting is I think you guys already know I told you that Forks Over Knives is going to be listed on Sunday as the number one bestseller in the advice category on the New York Times list. And also, USA Today lists Forks Over Knives, the companion book, as the 131st best-selling book in any category in the United States. So anyway, we're sort of proud of ourselves over here. I'm a co-author of that book. That makes it really fun for me anyway. Okay, so for today's message, for many years, medical professionals have advised women that they are at higher risk of heart disease after menopause, and it has been assumed that this was due to a drop in estrogen levels and one of the justifications for advising women to take estrogen replacement therapy. Well, I've had a contrary opinion for a lot of years. You can go back and read the things that I've written about this. I've been saying it's the cumulative effect of poor diet and aging that causes heart disease, not the drop in estrogen levels. This is not a situation that's fixable by taking estrogen replacement therapy. And in fact, studies have confirmed that. But a new study actually confirms this as well. A research group in England looked at people born in England, Wales, and the United States between 1916 and 1945 and who were followed over a long period of time. And the researchers concluded that at the time of menopause in each group studied, female mortality rates didn't rise above that which would be expected from normal aging. The risk of death increases annually throughout life. The death rates from cardiovascular disease for men are quite different, however. It's a difference in the pattern, not a difference that estrogen makes. For men under the age of 45, the mortality curve increases by 30% a year, and then it slows down to about 5% after that. For women, as they age, the mortality curve increases a little bit differently, and that explains the difference. It's not the estrogen levels. So one quote from the lead researcher who told HeartWire is an online service that covers these types of things. He says, "While it's true that the menopause is a very dramatic biologic event, nothing special happens after menopause in terms of cardiovascular disease. Hormones are fairly irrelevant. We believe the cells of the heart and arteries are aging like every other tissue in the body, and that's why we see more and more heart attacks every year as women age. Aging itself is an adequate explanation, and the arrival of menopause with its altered hormonal impact does not seem to play a role." So we can blame a lot of things on menopause, like uncomfortable symptoms for women who are not in optimal health, not optimally healthy. But one thing we can't blame on menopause is the increased risk of heart disease and heart attack. Women just take a little bit longer to develop it than men in terms of age, but it's caused by the same thing, the rich Western diet filled with animal protein and fat. And that's all for now, and have a great day and a great weekend.